the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Langina, Mark Davila. Okay, are we bad people?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Yes, we are.
But are we bad people for wanting to be with attractive women? Like, when you break it down, I mean, that's normal. We all want, men and women, we all want to be with attractive people. But when you break it down, when you just kind of isolate that one aspect, it's like you meet a girl. Hey, do you like her? Not really. You know, she's not girlfriend material. Why not? That basically, she's not attractive enough for me. Don't you sound like a huge asshole?
Yeah.
You do, but I'm fucking sorry. We all want to be with attractive people.
But at the same time, we've talked about before where you sometimes choose someone who's not as attractive as the other person.
I mean, to some extent.
It's happened.
Not by a lot, though. I mean, there might be some other attributes that are thrown in the
buzzer
mix.
Beater. It wasn't like a blowout.
Yeah, it's like, listen, you know what? This person's a 7, but I'm gonna go with the 6 just because. Blah blah blah. It's not gonna be. Yeah, this one's a 7, but this 3 is fucking awesome. That doesn't happen. It's gonna be close.
You don't think if there was a perfect girl that was like just like you in every way or whatever.
I don't know if that would be perfect for me.
Whatever ideal.
I don't need a fucking twin.
They put in these movies where, you know, it's the perfect girl, you get along great.
Yeah, yeah. And pure fantasy, but yeah.
Yeah, but it was if there was some fantasy girl like that, but she was just hideous.
Yeah, I know. I'm such a bad guy, I wouldn't be able to fucking do it. Like, I want to fuck a gross chick forever. That sounds awesome. Isn't that everyone's dream?
Because you're going to extremes, but if you look at it in more less extremes, where it's just...
She's just a little ugly?
I guess, yeah. I don't know.
It is a little bit ugly. I guess you're a glass half empty. Couldn't you say, I mean, maybe if you're just a little bit ugly, does that mean you're a lot attractive?
Yeah, right.
Kind of, right? I don't know.
Something attractive about everyone's got something attractive about them, right? Most people.
Oh my god, your eyelashes are your best feature. Or your only feature, really. Everything else is fucking gross.
It goes back to that time in health class, I think it was, where I had to line up on the other side of a girl.
And we all had to take our dicks out, I remember.
We're like, all right, now give everyone give the person across from them a compliment. She's like, I like your eyes. And I said, instead of like giving a real compliment, maybe like winning her over, I just go, I like your ears.
Because I think I'm funny.
No, because I thought it was funny. I was just like, I don't know how to talk to a girl. Especially at that time. It was a rare occasion.
Wow, you're a fucking silver tongued devil.
No, the opposite. I don't care to talk to girls. I don't give a shit.
Hello there, ladies.
I was thinking back to when we used to go to clubs and stuff and how, like...
How much fun we used to have partying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, but I mean, like...
Oh, my God.
How we would always, like... Oh, all the time my leg gets caught. You hate it.
What was you like trying to do that I got caught? I heard all the ruckus.
It was trying to move down. But anyway, how we used to like...
Your leg was coming on to you.
How we... It'd be like stressful, like going out like, oh, we gotta meet a chick tonight. Gotta do it.
Well, we never really said we gotta meet a chick. It was just...
In our heads.
Telepathically to each other, we'd be like... Fucking come on, man. We got to make something happen tonight. It really wasn't spoken
of. I
wasn't
even thinking of one-night stands, right? That was
no,
it was way out of my head.
No, please.
I just wanted to find a girlfriend or something.
Not even that. It was like, at least let's fucking talk to somebody. Let's do something. But even though we didn't discuss it going into the situation, now it was so disheartening leaving the club. That was usually a quiet ride home.
It was either... It was either a shutout where no one said a word or I screwed up the situation somehow.
Yeah. And usually we're just sad on the ride home.
Yep.
Sometimes a little angry.
Go get some food.
Or just go right home. I'm I want to go to fucking bed, all right? I'm fucking tired.
Because we get there at 10, leave at 4. It's like 6 hours just standing there.
That is true. Well, the one club, it's a fucking like $10 cover. If you get there before 10, you get stamped, you get in there for free.
We're cheapskates.
Cheapskate? Come on, man. $10 cover for us to do nothing.
You know, because my way of picking up girls at a club was...
It was drugging them.
Was like being like a fisherman. I throw my line in, which would be me standing somewhere and just wait.
Well, I'm like a fisherman too. I use a harpoon and a bat.
If you that's a great way to do it. If you're a hot girl,
well,
if you're a hot girl or any girl really, and you just stand there, some guy's gonna come up and talk to you.
Hot girls don't need to fish. Hot girls have a fucking
girls really.
They have a magic canoe. When they go out into the water, fish just jump.
A normal looking girl can stand somewhere long enough, and a guy will talk to
her. Yeah, even an ugly girl. It'll take longer, but some dude will come up to you.
Like, a dude does it. First of all, you look like a weirdo. There's like, look at that guy just standing there.
I mean, we all know flukes happen, and a chick might, one time out of 100, might come up and talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as you said, you're weird. You know, like, what's up with this guy? You know, you're creepy.
So I would stand there and wait, and then, you know, next thing you know, last call, and it's like, well, if it didn't happen yet, it's probably not going to happen. And then occasionally... The girl will be like, hey, buy us a drink. And I just get all angry at them. And like,
and say, Tom, like, bitches.
All you wanted me to buy you a drink. Like, instead of just like going with it and like, who cares? Nope, I get angry at it. Like, well, they just want me to buy them a drink. I know the scam. They see me as like,
fuck you, whores.
They see me as like a whatever.
You're a mark.
Yeah.
Not as a me. But you're like that dude over there. That other dude standing there.
And then they just think, you know, whatever. Well, that, although when I bring it up and then they like walk away from me, like, well, see, I was right.
But, or you insulted them and they walked away from you.
But that's the same thinking as when a girl tries to break it up with you and you say, okay, and you're like, I knew it. That's why I did this.
That was my test. I was expecting you to start crying and begging, but since you didn't, I know you really don't want to be with me.
You're just accepting it proved my point that you weren't really all that into me in the first place.
Or I have fucking self-respect. I'm not going to fucking beg you. You don't want to be with me? Get the fuck out.
Yeah, I say, okay, if that's what you want.
Yeah. What do you want me to fucking do here? You want me to handcuff
you? Clearly you thought about it. And you didn't. It just didn't come up like the last seconds.
Hey, you know what? Hey, you want a sandwich? Yeah, you got bologna? Bologna, huh? You want to break up?
They'd be like, hey, you want something to drink? You know, I think we should just break up.
I mean, I'm not even thirsty. I was kidding. Nah. You're probably going to want ice, too, so fuck it. Let's just be done.
Yeah, next time your girlfriend offers you something at her house, just like, I'm talking in general to people, just go, hey, you need something to drink? You know, nah, I think I'm just going to break up.
Yeah, that's good. Let's just break up instead. Instead of that drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds better.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it, you know. A drink is that's a big commitment, huh?
I mean, yeah, it'll quench my thirst, and breaking up won't as much.
Then I gotta figure out what to do with the glass, and...
What, I'm just gonna hold it?
If it's a drink I don't like.
And, like, what if after I break up with you, I still have the glass in my hand, and I walk out with it, and I'm gonna feel all weird, no, I just stole your fucking glass. Now what?
Mm-hmm.
Call the police or
something. I don't like other people's houses. There's all kinds of, like... Like, if you're visiting someone, not as much as, like, a friend or girlfriend.
What do you mean that there's, like, rules, household rules that you don't know about?
Yeah, you don't know what to do with, you know, there's just different things.
Am I supposed to take off my shoes?
Yeah, you know, I don't know where I can bring, like, do I have to stay in the kitchen and drink this, or can I bring
I mean, they might have a rule in their home, like, there is no eating in the living room.
Or the parlors. If they call the parlor, you're probably not allowed to do shit in there.
Yeah, and you don't really know, like, where I live, it's like, fuck it, eat wherever. I'm eating my dinner and in the living room sitting on the sofa. Like, that's where I come from. I mean, where you live, it's something different, but I don't know your fucking rules. And all of a sudden, here I am, with a plate of spaghetti sitting on the sofa, and like, whoa!
Then you gotta go to the bathroom, you don't know where the switch is, you turn one switch, the fucking noise comes on, it's still dark.
The fan comes on, and it's like, great, now they think I'm taking the shit in here. Come on, god damn it.
And then, heaven forbid, there's some unfortunate incident in the bathroom, it's like, now I'm...
Like you killed someone?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, anything can happen.
You came on yourself? What's going on in there?
I don't know, you know, it's just like, it's bad news being in someone else's house. You don't have home field advantage anymore. You don't feel comfortable.
And the thing is, I'm thinking about... There's one instance where someone was just so fucking rude. Like, when you walk in, there's a fucking row of shoes. Like, obviously, That's where the shoes go.
Oh, sometimes the rose shoes, then they have a sign. Please remove your shoes. Like,
no, okay.
Are you in that much company?
It doesn't matter. That's my home. But the thing is, for my example, it's fucking needed. I wish we had the sign. So, you know, it's winter, snow, you know, it's a fucking mess. There's a row of shoes. Obviously, that's where the fucking shoes go. Yet this person walks in, I mean, they wipe their shoes, and then they just walk right in. And I'm thinking, what the fuck? You can't see all those fucking shoes there? Like, where do you think, I mean, where do you think you should be putting your shoes? That's just fucking rude.
Oh, you're going the opposite way? I don't like when people yell at me to take my shoes off.
You like when they yell at you to take your shoes
off? I don't. I don't take my shoes off ever.
No, I know you don't like taking off your shoes, but if you're in someone else's house, it's someone else's rules.
I guess you don't have to be an asshole about it.
Well, you kind of have to be an asshole about it if they don't want to follow your rules.
Well, my rule is keep your shoes on.
No, great. I like your rule. I mean, I really don't care either way.
People take their shoes off, I push them out the door. Like, get out of here.
It is convenient because I wear these, like, motorcycle boots, and they take forever. They're lacing them up and shit.
But people who have animals shouldn't even bother with that. Because then you're getting fur all over your feet anyway.
Yeah, I'm glad, because I don't want to take my shoes off in an animal house, because now my socks are fucking full of animal hair.
That's the thing. Some people make you take your shoes off. It's like,
your house is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'd be doing your house a favor.
You have a white carpet. You have some stained carpet. There's a beer spill on it right now. It looks like it's been there for 2 weeks. You got cigarette butts, but nope. Take your shoes off.
Yeah, I know. Have a little respect for your shithole. Thanks.
That's what I don't like.
Shitholes? Yeah.
No, I guess I can understand the winter time, you know, getting snow all over the place and you step on it, but whatever.
Yeah, you don't care. You don't give a fuck. I track snow all over here. That's why you like it.
Listen, I don't walk barefoot in my house ever. I walk barefoot from my room to the bathroom, and that's it.
Okay, speaking of shitholes, you live in a fucking shithole. No, but speaking of shitholes, I've been doing some thinking lately, some soul-searching, and it's just, I've been noticing some of the people around town and how sad their lives are. And I just think, I don't want to end up like this. I see, like, guys, they're like 50, 60, and they have the most pathetic lives, no fucking money, you know, taking the bus everywhere, just fucking the saddest fucking sacks. And it's like, I don't want to be there.
I don't know. I think we're a couple steps above that.
Like, yeah, I'm not, like, super far above that, but I'm far enough, and I don't want to go any lower than I am now. I mean, I'd like to elevate myself, but definitely I don't want to backslide.
What do you think is more likely, elevating yourself or backsliding? I think the most, the
best case scenario is staying where I am.
Not the best case, the most likely scenario is staying where you are.
Yeah, I hope.
Get into a rut for most people, and they just kind of stay there.
That's called your life.
They get into a life track, and it's like, well, that's it. They don't actually say that to themselves. The whole time they're complaining, like, I gotta make something else of myself. I still got time. I'm only 25. Oh, I still got time. I'm only 30. I still got time. I'm only
112.
Yeah, next thing you know, it's like, well, I got no more time. It's over. This is it. This is what it is, and I'm done.
Exactly. Seize the day, just like Robin Williams did.
Well, on the other end, you could argue too that, like, nothing's set in stone. You could change any time.
Yeah, yeah, very true, very true. I have been like, it's a fucking bummer, because I've you know, every once in a while, like, I'm helping my mom out at the church. He's like, oh, can you give him a ride home? And, you know, he's like an older guy. He lost his job. So he's just doing fucking, like, odd things around, and he's like,
yeah, odd things jerking you off.
Dude, I'm not letting a man and his rough hands jerk me off. It's blowjobs or nothing.
Well, if you say so.
I just did. But it is just fucking pathetic.
I don't believe you're giving rides to strangers. I barely know you.
Well, no, it's people I kind of know. I mean, they're not friends, but I know them.
I don't care. I'm not giving my parents friends home. That's too, I'd be like, that's way too awkward. I'll get out of this no matter what.
It's too intimate. I won't fuck you, no.
I would say, you know what? I got to get the right to work this second. Like, I didn't know you worked today. I do, it turns out.
I'm going in for extra hours.
Yeah, my boss just texts me. Wait, let me see. No.
Fuck you. You're not going to see. You don't believe me?
It's confidential.
You're definitely not getting a ride then. Call me a goddamn liar.
It's confidential. It's one of those emails you get where it says, like,
It blows up after I read it. It exploded. It's one of those.
But I see like these emails gadget. From like a lot of lawyers will say like, if you've received this email
in error,
please discard and do not give any of the information out. It's like, hey, you sent it to me by mistake.
Yeah, man. It's on you.
It's your problem.
Like, you don't know your client's fucking address, asshole.
Too bad.
Now. Yeah, too bad you don't get any good shit like that. Like, by mistake, the CIA sent something to you and it was supposed to be sent somewhere else.
Well, you know, sometimes I don't think it's ever happened to me, but I hear about people like, the bank will accidentally, like, enter money into their bank account by mistake. You don't get to keep that shit.
I know.
It's not like a monopoly.
Dude, it fucking happened to me. Not the bank, but my work gave me a check for a little over $5,000.
Well, that's not your weekly check?
No, it's not.
Strange.
Yeah, I know. It's close, but not quite.
How much money is that a year? $5,000 a week.
See. 5 times 52. So 5 times.
Well, I do 5 times.
5 times 50.
5 times 10 is 50.
Is
50. Two. And 50 times 5. Shit, I'm lost already.
A lot.
It's not as much as you think, though.
Yeah, I know. 260 grand. I don't know.
Because you think like you're making $5,000 a week, you're a millionaire.
Yeah, I know. It might be 260 grand. But anyway. So I had that money, and people are telling me, just fucking keep it. What are they going to do? I'm like, I'm not fucking keeping that money. I didn't earn that money. And they're going to come chasing after me at some point. At some point, they're going to realize, oh, yeah, we weren't supposed to give him that. And then that money would be long gone. I'd be like, oh, really? I thought that was mine. Oh, shit. Oh, man, I didn't know. I wasn't supposed to get that $5,000.
That's a real shame. All right, we'll see you later.
Yeah, it's like, can we get it back? Man, I spent that shit. I mean, you want the TV I bought with it? I got one of them 4Ks. You want that?
And 3 hookers that blew me?
You can't unblow me? I mean, we could try. Maybe like a reverse blowjob. Start at the base and work your way to the tip. I think we'll try that. We'll try that first.
Oh, how you do that? Try stuffing it all back in there?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll give it a go. But, yeah. So, of course, you know, I got in touch with them. I mailed it back. And it's still a fucking hassle because I know I'm screwed that they're going to... I'm worried they're going to fuck me on my taxes because they still haven't gotten that settled. Like, they still registered that they gave me the fucking money.
But it might be too late.
It better not be, because I talked to them, I said it was taken care of, but I really don't believe people.
If it's not, you're going to have to do like an amended...
Because what the fuck do they care? They fucked it up. Meanwhile, I'm the only one who suffers. They don't.
Yeah, you have to put your tax in as is. That's the way they put it. Probably end up having to pay or something, because you didn't put in enough.
Yeah.
And then...
Eventually,
you'll have to do one of those amended
tax returns.
Tax returns.
When they send me my new W-2s. Yeah. They're like, oh my God, I'd be so fucking pissed. Fucking asshole screwing me over. And as I said, I'm the only one who gets hurt from it. Like the guy working over there at the call center, when I bitch and say, hey, you said that you took care of it. And they'd be like, well, sorry about that. Yeah, we'll send you out a new one. What are you going to say? Well, fuck you. You say nothing because you want them to send you that new one.
It's like this one. This
people
one,
can do whatever they want. You always have to. That's why I don't like dealing with people. They can treat you however they want. When you're beholden to them, when they have something you need, you always have to fucking swallow your pride. They always say, oh, sorry about that. Oh, I know. Yeah, sorry about being on hold for so long. I've been on hold for fucking 45 minutes. But you always, when they get back, oh, nah, no problem. No problem. Nothing's ever a fucking problem, is it?
This one collection entity, like, mistaken me with someone in my family, and now I'm like...
You're your sister, aren't you?
Now they're freaking calling me all the time, and I found out it's on my
credit report.
Credit report. So now I gotta deal with this. So I gotta call them, and they're gonna be like, I don't know.
Yeah, what? They don't give a fuck. It means nothing to that dude on the other line.
Nope.
That dude on the phone talking to you?
I yelled at him before.
No fucking difference to him.
And they're like, I don't know, you know, if you want to put in a, thing, but we need this money from, like, it's not my account. Well, it says here, like, ugh.
Yeah, like, I don't give a fuck, dude.
I'm thinking I might have to get a... It's funny, because whatever collection agency it is, when you Google that name of that place, the first thing that pops up is an ad for a law office saying, problems with this collection agency.
Really?
I might give them a call if they don't take it off right away. I'm like, this ain't mine. To get it off of there.
you know what? It might be a scam. That lawyer's office might be in cahoots with them, and all he's going to do is try and get people to make a payment plan to start paying them. Because a lot of those credit agencies, they go through lawyers.
Yeah.
And they make it look like, oh, shit, this is legit, man. This is from some law firm. But meanwhile, it's just a credit agency. They just put to kind of hook their name up to a lawyer to make themselves look official.
Yeah, I don't know what it takes to... I don't think they can just, like, start taking money from you.
They can't. I mean...
Some they can.
Well, eventually you go to court and you lose that, then they'll start, you know, garnishing.
I guess.
But I don't think that really happens a lot.
I think unless it's a huge debt.
Well, yeah. If it's enough money for them, it's like, fuck it, we're going to court, goddammit.
You know how much debt just sitting out there right now that'll never be paid off?
A lot.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, that's the fucking gamble, man. Hey, credit card companies, that's on you. You're gambling. Like, all right, you know, I'm just banking on the fact that once they use this card, they're going to pay the shit back. And then if they don't, like, what the fuck are we going to do? I don't know. Send some dude over to break his fucking legs?
The mob got it right.
Hey. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The mob, too, they're like, well, we killed the guy. I mean, I guess we're never going to see that money now.
No, you know what they do? Now they go to your next of kin. Hey, know how we killed your uncle there? I'm like, yeah. Well, his debt's still out there, unless you want to get killed. When you're a criminal, there's other things you can do.
You know, in the mob movies, no one ever calls the cops because they're afraid, well, so I get this guy arrested, and I have the whole, you know, some other guy on
Yeah.
But in real life, I feel like they just call the cops.
Because that's, like, the normal thing to do. You would just call the police immediately. Like, what the fuck? This dude just threatened me. I'm fucking calling the police.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just, life isn't a mob movie.
But it must work that way, because that's how they do it in real life.
I guess. I don't know.
There's probably dumb people who call the cops, and the other people are like, I know who this guy is.
No, there's not dumb people call the cops. Everyone would call the cops, because I've said it before, no one knows who mobsters are. This isn't television.
It depends, because if you got yourself into trouble from them...
Well, if you already had a connection and you know who they are, that's one thing.
If you're gambling and it's your bookie, and you know he's connected to the family...
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, like, off the street. Some dude starts muscling you and, like, kicks the shit out of you. You're gonna call the police. Now, in the movies... They just somehow know that guy is mobbed up. He's fucking connected. So they just, like, you know, he picks himself up and goes home. Only in the movies do they know that information.
Well, they're not going to muscle a random guy walking on the street.
Oh, please. In the movies, they're always doing that. Has, you know, I'm having a bad day. Somebody else higher than me in the organization was giving me shit. And some guy, I think, looks at me funny. I'm going to kick the shit out of him because I'm angry.
Yeah, well, that's different. That's different than... asking for protection money.
Please, I need rubbers. So many condoms.
I love protection money. It's a funny name for something because you're paying them for protection from them.
Yeah. That's irony right there.
A dangerous neighborhood around here, you know. Anything can happen, like this bat hitting you in the knee.
Ooh, I'd be the funny one. I'd have an actual bat, like the animal.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was one of the funniest parts of Sopranos when they tried doing that. And the guy's like, this place is owned by a corporation. I don't know what you want me to do.
Yeah, it's like going to McDonald's. Like
yeah, they went to some like coffee shop. Like, yeah, we didn't see anything happen to your window. It's like, listen, I don't care about that window. Corporate will just have someone install a new one. I don't know what you care.
You know what? It's make like, the phasing out of the mom and pop stores must make it really hard on mobsters and their whole protection racket.
Yeah, now they just sell drugs.
Yeah, because everything's a fucking corporation.
They're now into gambling and drugs and
prostitution.
Yeah, they're getting into. I guess I was watching a show the one day. They're in a lot of cyber stuff now.
I was gonna say online gambling.
Well, they're attracted wherever the money is.
Yeah,
you know, during Prohibition, it's like, well, we gotta make some booze because people want booze. That ended like, all right, let's do some narcotics.
I'm not even sure if they're into prostitution as much. Probably not.
Well,
call me crazy. I don't think prostitution makes as much money as it used to.
Why,
I mean, maybe
so
in
porn?
Some areas. Man, I don't know. It's just a guess.
Do you think porn has slowed down prostitution?
Yeah. Like, I could...
You'd think so, because guys are jerking off, and they're like, well, save
yeah,
myself
like,
$100
well, listen,
or whatever it is.
I can fuck some monster and pay her, or just free internet porn. Just fucking stay home, take care of myself.
Speaking of, did you see this new...
Fuck the monster.
Did I tell you about the girl from Lebanon last week or the other day?
No...
This Mia Kazan, I forget her name.
Kazakawa.
She's from Lebanon, and like she's getting death threats, but she's like super hot.
Really?
And she's on. I was looking at her videos on Pornhub, you know, because it was in the news.
She's a Lebanese porn star.
Yeah, and you can Google her, or not Google. You can Pornhub her, I guess, and you know, a bunch of her videos come up. She's pretty hot.
Is she's getting death threats because she does porn?
Yeah, because you know she's in America, and you know, they hate that shit over there, I guess.
Oh, fucking get over it. I thought maybe she was doing it from Lebanon. Maybe that's why they're all bent out of shape.
Well, no, of course not.
I don't know.
You couldn't get away with that shit over there.
Oh, dude.
They barely have the internet.
Eh. A lot of those guys are good with hacking and shit. You got nothing to do except...
You can't hack without the internet.
Well, if you can get internet.
That's what I'm saying. There is no internet.
In Lebanon, no?
Probably not. I mean, in North Korea, there's no internet.
I thought they had some, but it was highly regulated.
I think it's... When I saw that show on Vice, they went and visited North Korea, and they went, like, here's the library, and they had a bunch of, like, actors pretending that they were on the computer. They looked at it closer, like, I don't think they're online. They're just, like, pretending they're typing stuff. Like, they did...
gibberish.
Like, they'd have, like, Google up, and they'd just be, like, sitting there staring at a Google homepage for 10 minutes. So it just looked like they were doing something.
Ah, very interesting. Ah.
Because you and I could go on a tour of there if we wanted to.
Of North Korea?
It's relatively inexpensive, but, you know, it's not like you're just going on a state tour. They're just going to show you some fake shit, and then you're going to be on your way.
That doesn't sound like fun or anything.
It'd be cool to tell your friends, like, hey...
Is there a North Korea red district? If I'm going on a fucking trip, I want a party.
I mean, you could say, like, hey, I was in North Korea.
Who am I telling? You? You were with me.
I guess. I don't know. People at work? I don't know.
Fuck that, man. I want to go someplace fun. Let's go to Mardi Gras or, like, Spring Break or something.
Well, everyone can do that. Anyone can do that.
Anyone can do anything. What, are we special? We're the only guys who go to North Korea? Anyone can do that.
Not a lot. A lot less people go to North Korea than go to Mardi Gras.
Yeah, well, they don't want to.
Oh, yeah, Mardi Gras is coming up.
Is it? When is Mardi Gras? I know it's after Ash Wednesday or before. It's around there.
It's right? Fat Tuesday.
That doesn't answer my question at all.
Yeah, it's the day before Ash Wednesday, Fat Tuesday.
I don't know when either day is.
Well, it always changes. You know, it's always 40 days before Easter.
I don't know when Easter is. I have no idea when Easter is.
Easter is at the first, after the first full moon. It's just something, I always forget.
Is that New Year's? New Year's Day?
No, it's the first full moon.
What are we, werewolves?
The reason Easter changes is because it's always after the first full moon after. I forget.
Man, they better cut that fucking shit out, man. They just have a set day for Easter.
Because sometimes it's in March, sometimes it's in the end of April. There could be, it's a month swing of when Easter could
be. Let's just say, why don't we just say like April 25th? Keep it consistent. Like,
sounds,
you know,
good. That's
Christmas,
like an Easter day.
Christmas is, you know, December 25th. So let's say April 25th. That's fucking Easter. That's just it.
That does sound like a good time to have Easter. April 25th. I mean, I don't give a shit about Easter.
I know. So you're going to get your fucking Easter basket. How old are you? Your mother still's making you a fucking Easter basket.
She doesn't make me a basket. She just gives me like a bag of candy.
That still doesn't sound funny to you?
I don't know. And a $50 bill. So that sounds nice.
I mean, yeah.
Although, actually, I used to be a $50 bill. And then she started giving my girlfriend money. And now I think I get half. I got gypped.
What the fuck?
I just told my girlfriend, like, you know what? That's my money. Give it to me.
Or have a talk with her mom. Hey, why are you giving her shit?
If you're going to take it away from me, that seems unfair.
It really does. I don't know why you should get a down.
Maybe I just forgot how much she used to give me. I don't know.
Don't try to rationalize it. You're getting fucked over.
I don't know. The real Christians, like Easter's like this, you know, the holiest day on the calendar. To me, it's just a day where I eat some ham. Like, where?
Yeah, I go to my mom's. I go to my parents. We eat ham, which is, it's really good. Always, it's always, you know, when you make it with the like the pineapple slices,
yeah,
and it's like sweet, you know, it's good.
Whereas Christmas, I like, you know, I go on about how I love
Christmas.
Christmas,
it's like, you know, you get shit.
I love Christmas, but Easter, I don't.
Easter is fucking nothing. You know, Easter is on par with April Fool's Day for me.
You know, what's funny?
It's fucking nothing.
Speaking of that, I was reading Pro Football Talk, and they made some joke.
How can you read talk?
Whatever. They made some kind of like reference to some football player. But anyways, they said goddamn in the article, and a bunch of people were whining about it. Now, some of them were probably just being trolls about it, but
yeah.
I bet you someone was legit.
I'm sure I forget
half the time how like offended people get by that.
Like, it's so
meaningless to me.
The fucking Bible Belt, you know, they like their football just as much as anyone else.
You could go up to like fucking cunty motherfucking piece of shit. Goddamn! Whoa!
You know you went on this whole spiel like last week.
But I'm bringing it up because all right. I saw it again.
And you'll see it next week. You're always gonna see.
These are internet people. You think they'd be like young, savvy people? But nope.
No, they're fucking brainwashed, savvy. I know how to fucking Google porn. I'm not that savvy.
I don't understand what it is to be offended by things. Like, I read something and now I'm hurt by who gives a shit?
I mean, I honestly don't think they really are. It's more of the whole troll thing. You kind of just pretend you are just for, not really attention, because no one's paying attention to you, but it's just for fun, I guess.
Well, someone's paying, I don't know.
I don't know, yeah.
That site is weird because there's like full-time trolls. That's what they do. There's a troll for the Steelers that all he posts is how great the Steelers are. Every article is, no team is as good as the Steelers. The Steelers are the greatest team ever. There's a guy who loves the Redskins, and he's, Redskins are the greatest team in the world. They're going to win the Super Bowl this year. And then when they win like two games in the midway of the season, you don't hear from them as much. Or they'll be like, the league is against the Redskins because they took away our wins.
Those fucking refs.
And there's a guy whose sole purpose is to comment on every Buffalo Bills article and talk about how Buffalo is a piece of shit city and is the armpit of America. And that's what he does, every article. Now, before the Bills were bought, his big thing was that they're going to be moving soon. See you later. It's over. And the second they were bought, he changed his tune. Now that it's just, you know.
Yeah, I really wouldn't go on this armpit jag because, I mean, realistically, Buffalo's not that great.
Well, you know what?
But the thing is,
it's the same as every other Midwestern
town. I was going to say, I mean, we are in, like, the Rust Belt.
Any small city is going to be the same.
It's the same shit, man.
Yeah, if you're in New York, you can fucking, you know. This guy happens to be from Toronto, so he thinks he's, you know.
Well, yeah, he's in a bigger city. But, I mean, there's a bunch of cities exactly like Buffalo. I mean, there's no fucking difference.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to pick something to troll about all the time.
Hotshot Whiz Kids. We need Hotshot Whiz Kid trolls.
See, people wouldn't put up with that. They take you off the site.
Or they wouldn't pay attention.
Yeah, who cares about football? How about the Hotshot Whiz Kids podcast? And then they'd fucking delete my comments.
Yeah, that's true. Not if we had enough of them.
Because you can't spam. I can spam all I want about how the Steelers are the greatest franchise in the history of the world, and we're going to start our own league with just the Steelers because we're better than everyone. That's cool. But I start mentioning something that has nothing to do with football, forget it. I'm out.
What if we say the Hotshot Whiz Kids football podcast?
Same thing.
Yeah, shit.
Now, if we somehow bought a team and named it the Whiz Kids, the Cleveland Hotshot Whiz Kids, then we'd do it.
Shit. You know what? I'm going to have to work on that. How much for the Cleveland team?
Well, they're not for sale.
$200?
You got to wait until there's no teams for sale right now. But next time there is, it'll be like $2 billion probably.
Even a shitty team?
Well, yeah, the Bills are bought for $1.4 billion. Mm. So next time a team goes on sale, we save up. So the next time one goes on sale, we have $2 billion in our bank.
Well, I mean, $1 billion apiece, right?
Yeah. Okay. So we just split it.
It's not too bad.
And then we buy the team, and then we change their name to the Hotshot Whiz Kids. The Cleveland Hotshot Whiz Kids.
I tell you what.
And there you go.
You can design the uniforms. All right. I know you love that
shit.
I'm
good at it.
Yeah. Well, you think you are.
Then...
Are you going to make yourself quarterback, like in the movies?
I'll play. I'll suit up for a game. I don't know if I'd play because I don't want to die, but I'd suit up just for fun.
No, of course you would.
Because when I play, like I play hockey, pickup hockey, and I suck at it. The most fun I have is putting my gear on. I love putting the gear on and going out for warm-ups. Then when the game starts, I'm like, this fucking sucks. I'm going to get hurt. I'm tired. But I'd love to put all the gear. Like imagine if you just could suit up for the Bears or something one day. Like,
now, it's no one's decision but your own who gets to be on your team, right?
Yeah.
So, what if you had the money to buy a team, but you're just a fucking prankster? You can go the midget route? Like, you only put midgets on your team?
See, you'd probably get fined and...
Why would you get fined? Are they anti-midget? I'm gonna sue their ass.
The league will get you in trouble. I mean, they kicked out that owner who was racist. If it ruins the integrity of the game, they'll do it. You know what I'd do? I'd pick all good draft picks, but like one of my draft picks would be like Bradley Cooper, just for fun. I draft Bradley Cooper. He's not part of my team.
You got to do something fun. Or wait a minute. All black guys. My offense is all black. My defense is all white. I segregate my team just for fun.
But you know, again, that's racist. They'll probably get rid of you.
Look, they're both behind the same team.
Baseball, there's 30 rounds in the draft. So what they do a lot of times is they'll draft people like, almost sometimes they'll draft like contest winners almost. It's like, well, or a dude will like be playing baseball in college and he'll get paralyzed in an accident. And they'll just draft him, you know. See, he was drafted by the Mets. He's not going to play.
Good. Looks good on the resume.
It's ceremonial.
But wait a minute. What if everything else falls through? Does that cripple guy get to play?
I mean, technically, he could show up for camp, couldn't he? Like, hey, you drafted me. I'm here.
Drafted him.
Got my glove. Let's
Wheel
go.
His ass over here.
Well, they got wheelchair leagues. I don't know.
Like that suicide ball or something. Is that what Monster they call ball. It? Monster's ball with Halle Berry. She showed her tits in there. Remember that?
Nice. Yeah, all right.
If you want to see more tits, go to HotshotWizKids.com, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, tell a friend. What?